Log Talk Radio.
They might have thought she had something to do with it. You know, a lot of these so-called
armed robberies in these fast food restaurants. You know, that, like I said, that might not have been the first time that place has been hit. According to the policy, they're not supposed to have that much cash in the register. You know, like I said, these companies, man, you know, these, I think this Popeye's a franchise owner. I think there's individual owners of each one of these Popeyes. So, you know, hey, they probably thought that maybe she could have been in cahoots with the cat. You know, a lot of that goes down too. You know what I'm saying? You know, these people, man, they're not making that much money anyway in fast food. And, you know, they get a dude they know or whatever, man, to come in and perpetrate, you know, rob the place or whatever, and they split the money. So I believe that's probably why Popeye's, you know, wanted her to get that money back in the first place. But, I mean, the story got, it just goes to show you the power of the media and the power of the people. You know, once the story hit out over the airwaves and, you know, she started getting support from the community, Popeye's had no choice but to change their mind, you know, and offer her a job back. So, like I said, she was pregnant at the time, and, you know, she still is pregnant. So the company giving her a job back and said that she didn't have, they're going to reimburse her for the time she was out of work. So, you know, it just goes to show you the power of the media, man. You know, this story didn't hit, get national attention, you know, that chick probably would still be out of work. You know what I'm saying? So moving right along in that So Righteous, some disturbing news, you know what I'm saying, as far as Lil Wayne is concerned. Lil Wayne's tour bus shot up. Yeah, that's right. Lil Wayne's tour bus was shot up here in the Atlanta area. Lil Wayne's tour bus took gunfire in Atlanta early Sunday morning. And this is TMZ reporting this. Wayne performed at the Compound nightclub on Saturday night. And sources tell us that the shooting went down shortly after 3:30 a.m., minutes after Wayne's tour bus, two tour buses pulled away from the club. We're told Weezy and a few other Young Money execs and artists, including Lil Twist and Hood, were on board at least one of the buses at the time of the shooting. It appears no one was injured, and it's still unclear if Wayne was on board the bus that was hit. Law enforcement sources tell us immediately after the shooting, the bus was driven to a nearby hotel, and that's when someone in Wayne's entourage called the cops. We're told two witnesses on the bus didn't see much. Only their description of the suspects is that they were in two white vehicles, a sports car, possibly a Corvette and an SUV. And this is TMZ reporting this. Not really much to tell on this story. Basically, Lil Wayne, his life is in danger. And like I said, when you join these occultic groups such as Lil Wayne has, and you're in this industry that is clearly run by the powers that be, occultism, the elite, Illuminati, or whatever you may want to call them. You have to be a slave and do what they tell you to do. You have to be a good little slave. You have to do what these folks tell you to do. You have to wear what they tell you to wear. You have to promote what they tell you to promote. And you have to design how they tell you to design. If you don't, you know, they'll smack you up. You know what I'm saying? So this is what Wayne signed up for. So it's something that Wayne ain't doing. He's bucking. And the Illuminati and the forces that be after him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think they had a couple of weeks ago or last month, they had some type of false report that his house got shot up in Miami. But come to find out, that wasn't true. And what they do, the Illuminati, the elite, they put out these reports to the media, these beefs, you know, false reports and stuff like that, pretty much scaring the artist or the individual. So this incident right here just goes to show you that Wayne, that his life is in danger. And if he doesn't comply for whatever Illuminati want him to do or the elite wants him to do, you pretty well much going to hear about his demise. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, your prayers got to go out for this cat. And it's a shame that these people with so much talent. And you could go back to Dave Chappelle a couple of years ago on Bravo when he did that interview about his situation. When he turned down that $50 million from Comedy Central. And then you could even go back, man, almost 15, 20 years ago, Martin Lawrence had his mental breakdown. Well, it was reported he had a mental breakdown. He was running out there in the streets with a gun, talking about they trying to kill him. Or Mariah Carey, when she signed a $100 million record deal, and then she's taking her clothes off on TRL. I mean, and you click to say these stars have gone crazy, but no, they haven't gone crazy. These are some strong people, as Dave Chappelle said. Martin Lawrence is a strong dude. And when I say strong, I'm not talking about physically strong, I'm talking about spiritually and mentally strong. And like David Chappelle said, hey, you couldn't even be up on this stage talking to this cat on Bravo or even in this industry if you're not a mentally strong and a spiritually strong person. These people have mastered the art of how to use their subconscious mind or their spirit, how to control it. You understand what I'm saying? And make things happen through their spirit, man, or through their subconscious mind, as, you know, the world says. So these people have mastered that art of how to control their subconscious or control their spirit. Because a man who can't control his spirit or his subconscious is a weak dude. You know what I'm saying? One who can control his spirit is just like somebody who could take over 10 cities, it says in Proverbs. So like I said, man, these people like Wayne, all these people, man, yeah, they, you know, worshiping, they're pretty much based in idolatry, and they join a group that's set for idolatry. But when you don't do what that group say, that group owns you. You understand what I'm saying? They own your life. You sign an oath. You're taking an oath to get in this industry or whatever. Pac talked about that stuff during his lifetime here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, these people can't really speak out on what they're bucking out against, or they won't be here no more. You understand what I'm saying? But sad thing about Wayne with this too, but like I said, his life is in danger. And what they do, the Illuminati, they start these smear campaigns that they did with Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was bucking. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not, I guess he was asked to join the elite. He probably turned it down. These people know what the elite does. And when they do, they start smearing your career, backlash you on the media. You hear this backlash. But now I think whatever Justin Bieber was supposed to do, I guess he decided to get with the program. Now you see his career is getting back. You know, I don't see the smear campaign against him no more in the media. So, you know, like I said, man, Lil Wayne tour put shot up in Atlanta. I don't know about what this beef you got with Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? What he's not doing. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be some shit with him and Baby. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But his life is definitely in danger, kid. Once they start shooting at your tour buses and shit like that, next thing you know, you're going to be hearing some reports about some bullets to find him. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, moving on from that. Another story here in that So Righteous. Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, that's right. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, season 4. It's back. You know what I'm saying? With another season. The question here is, where's Jocelyn? Stevie flirts with Mimi, Erica, and Mama D are friends. And this is Entertainment Tonight reporting this, you know what I'm saying? As far as Love and Hip Hop Atlanta comes on VH1 Mondays at 8/7 Central. Last Monday, April the 20th, season 4 of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta premiered, true to the title, The Danger Zone. The episode showed a number of dangerous situations for the cast members. First of all, they talked about Mimi and Stevie. Mimi and Stevie have set aside their differences for the sake of their daughter, Eva Gazelle, and decided to work together in MF Entertainment, Mimi's new management company. However, at the party, he got drunk. Before this, he flirted with Mimi and asked her if she wants to give Eva a sibling. She refused and pointed out that his wife, Jocelyn Hernandez, would not like that one bit. Later, Stevie apologized for his drunken antics, and she accepted his apology. She also confided about how Nico wants to cash in on her tell-all book. He assured her that he will handle Nico, reports Wet Paint. And that's who's, you know, citing this article here. Let me stop right there about this Mimi Stevie and the whole Love & Hip Hop franchise, if you may call it that. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta probably is the face of the whole Love & Hip Hop franchise. I believe this Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is probably the most watched out of all the Love & Hip Hop franchise. I think they got one in New York. They got one in Los Angeles, you know, in Hollywood or whatever. But I think the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is supposed to be the face of the whole Love & Hip Hop franchise for right now. With the face of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta being Stevie and Jocelyn or whatever. But like I said, I think it's pretty much sad that these people have to resort to this to make a dollar. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, people with this much talent, and, you know, Stevie J back in the day with, I think he was part of Hitmen, I mean, this group, production group, Trackmasters, Hitmen, I mean, cranking out mad hits, producing mad hits. I mean, the artists, countless, kid, Bad Boys, you know what I'm saying? Big. I mean, working with Nas, all these cats, man, you know, responsible for Jodeci hits. I mean, mad R&B tracks and hip-hop tracks, you know what I'm saying? This cat, Stevie J, this is a talented individual. This is a strong-minded dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's sad to see this cat reduced to this, reduced down pretty much to this level where you have to get on these reality TV shows and pretty much act a fool and put your whole personal life out there just to get a couple of dollars. And he's not getting that much money anyway, you know what I'm saying, to do these reality shows. And then you got people like, you know, that we've never heard of on these joints like Mimi Fowles, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it wasn't for this Love & Hip Hop franchise, we probably would never heard of this woman, you know what I'm saying? So now they're coming out with entertainment companies or whatever, but I just think it's, you know, I just had to put that out there, you know what I'm saying, for the Righteous Nation. I think it's sad that people with this type of talent, man, I mean, yo, the talent that Stevie J had, man, Stevie J should be up there with some of the top-notch producers right now. But why is this man taking a fall like this? Did this man buck against Illuminati? Did he turn down a deal? I don't know. You got to ask yourself this type of shit. Why have you fallen from heights? This stagger the imagination, man. You know what I'm saying? To being on a reality TV show. You don't see Jigga doing reality TV shows. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just to make a couple of dollars, kid. And then, you know what I'm saying, you're in the rears on channel support. People like Lil Scrappy have to reduce themselves to be on shows like this to be able to make a dollar. It goes to show you. Industry is not all about what you see out here on this TV. You know what I'm saying? These people got bills just like you got bills, just like I got bills. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, mortgages have to be paid. Car notes have to be paid. And as you see, if these cats got the money like that, why are they in arrears in child support? Why is Stevie J in arrears in child support? Why is Scrappy in arrears in child support? If these cats make their money, if these cats is rich, could it be? It's not like these guys don't want to pay for their kids. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you got a bill out, if you don't have any money to pay your light bill, if you don't have any money, you know what I'm saying, if you don't have any money to pay your car insurance or whatever, but you're making money, but you ain't got enough money to cover, you know, you're not bringing enough income to cover your cars, you want to pay your car insurance or you want to pay your light bill, but you don't, you know, your check, you know what I'm saying, you can't cover all that and what you're getting. It's not enough money. You understand what I'm saying? But you still got to pay your rent. You still got to keep a roof over your head. Same thing with these cats. You know what I'm saying? That means that the income that they have coming in is not enough for them to cover and still pay their child support. So that goes to show you these niggas is not making all this money you think they're making. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you're in an industry that's owned by the elite. You got to do what they say, wear what they wear, wear what they tell you to wear, promote what they tell you to promote. If not, your career is going to be smeared. But let's keep going on with this article. It's very interesting. You know what I'm saying? It goes on to talk about Jocelyn Hernandez. And, this is another one. You know, I mean, if it wasn't for this Love & Hip Hop franchise, would we have heard of this Jocelyn Hernandez? You know what I'm saying? She was a stripper or a dancer or whatever. But, you know, it's very interesting. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, you know, why are these stars, you know what I'm saying, you know, that fall from grace have to appear on reality TV shows to make it? That boggles my imagination. You know what I'm saying? And I'm losing the story here, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? You could check that out on Entertainment Tonight, the Love & Hip Hop. Love & Hip Hop will come on Monday nights on VH1, 8, 7 Central, and that's the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta version. But they got some new cast of characters, you know, to add new things to the twist of the show. They got the Jessica Dawn piece. Yo, she's hot. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be on the cast this year. This season, hopefully, I think she's going to get the other girls to run for their money. And like I said, this is a saga, a soap opera. You know what I'm saying? It's very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, well, this ratchet or whatever, but it's entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? And it's paying a few people bills. It's putting some food on a few people's table. So, yeah, you know, I definitely tune in and watch that shit. But I have this Love & Hip Hop report next week, you know, says we keep going on, you know, to season four. But like I said, I'm surprised it's gotten this far into season four. But right now it seems to be a monster right now. And it's, you know what I'm saying, it's getting bigger and bigger. So, like I said, shouts out to the producers at VH1. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to these people that's putting some food on the table for people like Stevie J or Mimi Fowles or, you know, Jocelyn Hernandez. All these people we never heard of. People like, well, you know, you heard of Rashida, but and then you got to look at it like people like Young Jock and these cats. These cats ain't had a hit in years. You understand what I'm saying? How is it that you went from 50,000 a night on tour, selling out arenas, man, headlining, you know what I'm saying, what, maybe 10, 15 years ago, to being reduced down to reality TV. That's a big drop, kid. You understand what I'm saying? How do you make that fall from grace like that? I don't understand it, kid. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's So Righteous for tonight. If you have any topic that's worthy of That's So Righteous, you can always email me at righteoushustleradio@ymail.com. That's righteoushustleradio@ymail.com. Let's get into tonight's topic of the night will be subliminals in the music, part two. Yeah, I'll be talking a little bit more about, are there subliminal messages in the rap, in the hip-hop music, and in the R&B music? We talked about a couple of songs, a couple of rock songs from Def Leppard and, you know, a couple of rock groups. You know what I'm saying? Where we uncovered the subliminal messages that were in these songs. And the messages were pretty much entitled to worship Satan. A lot of the rap songs now have subliminal messages about taking drugs, about devil worship, about occultism, witchcraft, any type of dark arts. And I'm going to discuss that in part two, and it might be a part three. It depends on how far I get in this part two. Tonight's guest, I'd like to make this announcement, fellas. I'm sorry, but Trina Stars is called in. She had an emergency. She's not going to be able to make it tonight. So, like I said, prayers go out to Trina Stars. I don't know what type of family emergency she had going on, but she's not going to be able to make it tonight. So, as far as the guest is concerned, we won't have one for tonight, but I will do sort of a Season 7 recap of the people we've had on so far. A couple of independent artists has been through. It's grace to grace the stage here. Probably recap, play a couple of their songs or whatever, get you up to date so far what's going on. So once again, Trina Starr, she won't be on tonight. We'll have to reschedule her. Hopefully I can get her back before the end of the season, because I definitely want to have her on. This be her second trip through Righteous Hustle. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to open up the chat rooms and the phone line. The number is 646-716-8584. If you want to just call in or listen, or you know, you want to drop a line to say what's up, definitely do that. But I'm going to get into this topic for tonight. Part two, are there subliminals in the music? And why are they putting these subliminal messages in our hip-hop music? Me, myself, I'm a true hip-hop head. You know what I'm saying? I come from that Tupac era. I come from that, you know what I'm saying, that LL era, that Eric B. and Rakim era. And I hate to see what's going on with the hip-hop right now. But this is coming from a Chain Letter reporting, and it's from an article called The Sad Truth About Hip-Hop. Didn't write this to scare anyone or to force anyone to do anything. But the truth hurts, and I hope you all make the right decisions. On October 9th, it has come to my attention that hip-hop and R&B, the music that we enjoy so much, is so evil that it has blinded us from actually seeing the truth. Yes, the music that we enjoy is evil. No, it's only the rock music. But hip-hop and R&B, hip-hop has so many subliminal messages in it, and it's scary because the messages are so obvious. But we are only figuring it out now because we just understood the truth. And when I first heard this, tears flowed out of my eyes because it is the horrifying truth. Singers like Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, D'Angelo, India Irie, Snoop Dogg, Erykah Badu, etc. Just read this. You will see what I'm talking about. You don't believe me? Just listen to the CD, The Grey Album, track 11, the interlude to Lucifer, Jay-Z, or should I say Jehovah. You won't hear it if you play it forwards, but if you play it backwards, and this is what he says. 666, murder, murder, Jesus, I can introduce you to evil. When you play it forward, you hear him say, I can introduce you to the devil. Leave niggas on death's door. Catholics, I gotta murder him. Murder, murder, Jesus, 666. And it's scary because his voice sounds demonic in the song. It's true. I heard it for myself. Anyone don't believe me? Give me a call. I'll play it for you. And this is coming from an article called The Sad Truth About Hip-Hop. And just goes to show you, you know, and it poses a question. Is this stuff true? Now, I'm not there in the studio when Jig is recording these things, but, yeah, I think, you know, it is true. There are subliminal messages. I mean, subliminal advertising has been going on back since the 1950s. I mean, even with the commercials, subliminal messages incorporated in logos like Starbucks. Any type of advertisement have these things in it. You know what I'm saying? Just have to kind of listen, you know, you have to be taught on these things and versed on these things to see what I'm talking about. But the song this guy's talking about is from Jigga, you know what I'm saying, Lucifer. And I'm going to play that song at the break where he talks about Lucifer, the Son of the Morning. And, yeah, these guys are taught to think of themselves as gods. And when I say they worship the devil, they worship what they call Lucifer. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, Lucifer, in the beginning, he was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? The Father created him. He was like God's right-hand man. You know what I'm saying? Until there was pride and iniquity found in him. And that's in Isaiah 14. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, when he was cast out of heaven, when the Father, you know what I'm saying, gave him the judgment to be turned from ashes from within, he became Satan. But these guys like Jigga and all these people in the industry, they've been brainwashed to think that, hey, Jesus is, you know what I'm saying, the dark side, and that he was giving Lucifer a bad rap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the word Lucifer does mean something in the morning. It means the morning star. It means the enlightened one. And that's the premise that these guys go on. That's the whole idolatry these guys worship. And I don't care if you go to the Church of Scientology, any of these, you know, occultic New Age religions, that's what they worship. They worship Lucifer. He's not a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? God gave this man a bad rep. Jesus is the, you know, is the dark side. You can see these subliminal signs also in the videos. When you see the black and white checkerboard, but some of these videos, you know, you see black and white. Black and these artists wear black and white stripes. You see the black and white checkerboard. You see people wearing this black and white, black and white. Do you understand what that means? It means light versus darkness. It means Jesus is the dark side and Lucifer is the light side. That's what these stuff is. These hidden meanings behind this stuff. But getting back to the music, when it talks about this song being played backwards, it's called backmasking. It's a technique that's been used in the music industry for years. And who knows what is in these songs when they're played backwards? I don't know. You don't know, but it's a lot of this stuff that's played in this music, kid. And like I said, in this song, Lucifer, this came out a long time ago on the Grey album. And it was Jigga's, they say it was Jigga's tribute to Lucifer, the Son of the Morning. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, what was said backwards. And the only way you're going to play this song backwards, you're going to have to get an app on your computer like Audacity or any type of recording app. And it plays songs in reverse. You can, you know, most musicians know about this, Pro Tools, Audacity, you know what I'm saying? Songs can be played in reverse. You understand what I'm saying? You can hear the messages in these songs. But when you play these songs on the radio or on the CD, you're not going to hear the hidden message behind it. It's just going to go straight to your subconscious or your spirit. And that's what backmasking and subliminal messaging is designed to do. It's designed to plant stuff in your spirit. We all have a spirit. Man is a threefold body. Man is a threefold being. You have a body, you have a soul, you have a spirit, first of all, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And most of these guys in the entertainment industry and the Illuminati and the occultism, they know how to inflict mankind to fuck with their spirit, their subconscious mind. You throw stuff under the umbrella, under the conscious perception. You know what I'm saying? You do it through subliminal tapes, subliminal advertisement. It's been around for years, folks. And it's also in your music. We're going to take a quick break. And when I take this break, you know, I'm going to come back. And there's going to be a part three of this shit. Because this is a deep topic right here. Subliminals in the music. Yes, there's subliminals in the music. Yes, there's subliminals in the videos. On the reality TV shows. It's the reason why Stevie J wears this type of shirt. Or this type of symbol. It's the reason why you see Mimi with this type of jewelry on. It's a reason for this type of shit. There's a reason why you see the Eye of Horus on some of Jigga's clothing line. There's a reason for this shit, folks. There's a reason why they throw up that horn sign on TV. Three fingers down, representing the fucking fuck Jesus and the Holy Ghost and the Holy Trinity, and two fingers up, representing Satan and his horns. It's called the GOAT, the evil GOAT of Menendez. Yeah, folks, I'm getting real deep. But see, these folks can't touch me, kid, because I already got a blood covenant with Yeshua Messiah. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people in the industry, they don't want to fuck with Yeshua. They don't know the truth about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yo, I'm going to play this joint right here. And you check it out for yourself, kid, at the break. Was Jigga putting some type of subliminal messages in this song? Was he saying, fuck Jesus? You know what I'm saying? The only way you're going to find this out, you're going to have to get an app like Audacity and play this shit backwards. When I come back, we're going to jump in, you know what I'm saying, a little bit deeper into the topic. This is Righteous House Radio with the King. Be right back after this.
Yeah. Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth.
Sing,
Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth.
You did it again, you a genius.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
So you niggas change your attitude. Everybody asking what happened to you. Lord forgive him, he got them dark forces in him. But he also got a righteous cause for sending them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedures, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, breathing on rest for raiders for killing my best four haters. On permanent high haters as I skate in the Maybach Benz, sliding to annihilation. Bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you bastards. Hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholic. I'm coming. From the murder capital, where we murder for capital. I wet y'all all with the holy water. Spray from the heckler. Catch order. Medic or the static. Shall cease to exist like a sabbatical. I throw a couple at you, take six. Spread love to all of my dead thugs. I pour out a little Louis to a head above. Yes, sir. And when I perish, the meek shall inherit the earth. Till that time is on and popping. Church. Like Don Bishop, the fifth of Palm Cock Eva. Lift up your soul and give you the Holy Ghost. Please, I leave you with somebody's good deeds. With something like evil. Knievel. I let you see where that bright light leads you. The more you talk, the more you irking us. The more you gon' need memorial services. The Black Album, second verse is like devil's pie. Say some dessert for us. Man, I gotta get my soul right. I gotta get these devils out my life. These cowards gonna make a nigga ride. They won't be happy till somebody dies. Oh, man, I gotta get my soul right. So I'm locked up for my whole life. Every time it seems it's alright. Let me get somebody want their soul to rise. I chase you off and got dreams. The hole in the 9 mil of the bomb killer. Asking them why as my eyes fill up. These days I can't wake up with a dry pillow. Gone but not forgotten, homes I still feel you. So curse the day that birthed the bastard who caused your church mass. Reverse the crash, reverse the blast, and reverse the car. Reverse the day, and there you are, Bob Law. Lord forgive him, we all have sinned. But Bob's a good dude, please let him in. And if you feel in my heart that I long for revenge, please blame it on the sun of the morning. Thanks again.
you said.
Righteous Hustle Radio with the King with back, you know what I'm saying? You just heard that was Johnny Kemp, you know what I'm saying? Just got the little flashback, and rest in peace to that cat, man. You know, I reported last week, you know, that cat was found floating in Montego Bay, Jamaica, face down in the bay. You know what I'm saying? Was it foul play? Was he just high on coke? Who knows? But Johnny Kemp, dead at the age of 55. Before that, you know what I'm saying? Had my man Jigga with Lucifer, Son of the Morning. I'm going to chase you out the earth. That was the hook, kid. And the topic of the night, is there subliminal messages in the music? Now, you know what I'm saying? Just reading from that article about that song. You know, this cat said that when you play that song backwards, Jigga was talking about 666, murder Jesus, murder Yeshua. I got to kill them all. When that song was played backwards, and the only way you're going to play this song backwards, you got to have an app, a recording app on your phone, probably Audacity, any type of Pro Tools or something like that, where you can, you know, download the song and then play it, and you can play the song in reverse. And see it for yourself, folks. You know what I'm saying? Is there subliminals in these music? And why are they putting these subliminals in these music? Like I said, these folks under the, you know, Illuminati. And when you're under Illuminati, you have to do what they say do. You have to wear what they say wear. You have to promote what they say promote. Or your career is going to be smashed. And you've seen it countless times. And a lot of these artists, a lot of these actors and entertainers, they're crying out for help. Years ago, with Dave Chappelle, turned on that 50 Minute for Comedy Central, and then the media smashed him and said he was crazy over in Africa. Dave Chappelle ain't crazy, like he said on Bravo on that interview years back. These are some strong people in Hollywood, man. Dave Chappelle, Martin Lawrence, when they said he had that mental breakdown in 1997, running out there in the street with a pistol saying they're trying to kill him. Who's trying to kill him? Martin Lawrence was crazy. Martin Lawrence is a strong dude. And when I say strong, I mean mentally strong, spiritually strong. These people, like I said before, they have mastered the art form of how to control the subconscious faculty of their mind to make things happen, or to control their spirit to make things happen. At your essence, first of all, man is a threefold being. Like I said before, you have a spirit, you possess a soul, which is your personality, and you live in a body. And for those who know how to control their spirit, man, who know how to control the subconscious faculty of their mind, to plant things in there to make things happen for themselves, these guys are called stars. They're the elite. Anybody could do it. And I finally, you know, like I said, it took years, and that's the whole purpose of witchcraft and black magic. What they do, it fucks with your spirit. They plant things in your mind. These things grow, like Pac talked about. You know what I'm saying? Go back and listen to So Many Tears. He was talking about how they planted things in his mind. They drove that man insane. He warned you. You understand what I'm saying? I got a couple of callers in the queue. I see you 678, and I see you don't say another prophet, number. You know, you're all righteous hustle. If you want to holler at me, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to holler at me, just want to listen, just listen. But like I said, what's going on? The 678, yo, holler at me. What's up? You're all righteous hustle.
Hello?
Yo, what's good?
Hello?
Yo, what's good? You're all righteous hustle.
Oh, shit, I'm on. Hey. So, the Illuminati, is it real?
Yeah, you're all right to hustle, man. What's your name, kid?
My name is Marcus.
All right, what's good?
Is the Illuminati real?
Is it real? Well, hell yeah, it's real.
Yeah,
it's all real. The powers of darkness is real, kid.
Yeah, because I'm trying to...
What's your question?
You know, I want to be like a rapper or something like that, and I just wanted to know, like, you know, I want to get took over. Nothing like that, you know, devil worshiping and stuff like that. You know, I did a little research on the Illuminati and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody is not involved in it. You know, the industry, they worship a certain god. You understand what I'm saying? And what it is, it's the god of Freemasonry. It's the, you know, the Masons worship this thing. They brought it in. It's called, you know, the god of the Freemasons. It's called the Baphomet. don't know if you ever heard of that term. You could Google it. It's called the Baphomet spirit, and that's the god of the entertainment industry. It's the god of the recording industry. It's the god that these people have to pay homage to in order to even get in. You have to take what they call the oath of the Baphomet. And that's for anybody that's trying to get a record deal or any type of recording contract. You have to take the oath of the Baphomet. Now, you know what I'm saying? Once you get in and you start making money and you start excelling, you'll be approached by the elite to actually join up with Illuminati. A lot of these stars know what's going on. They turn it down. And when they turn it down, their careers are blacklisted. I don't know if you remember Monique. She was crying about how she was offered the role of Cookie. You know, Monique won that Oscar, and after she won that Oscar, you didn't too much hear from her. And Lee Daniels, I guess, was the guy who was involved with you know, with Empire, offered her the role first, but she didn't get the role. And Lee Daniels said that she wouldn't play the game, the Hollywood game. And we all know what the Hollywood game is, what goes on in Hollywood. She wouldn't join Illuminati. She won the Oscar thanks to the help of the the elite. But she wouldn't join in. They probably wanted to offer her for a blood sacrifice and wanted her to offer somebody in the family for a blood sacrifice. She wouldn't do it. So, therefore, she was blacklisted.
So they're just saying,
but you said
like
you're a
Jennifer
rapper.
Hutchins. So you
said, yeah,
like
same
Jennifer,
like Jennifer Hudson. You see, yeah, Jennifer Hudson joined. You see what she did? She offered up half her family. You know what I'm saying?
And, oh,
you know what? You see her?
Do you got any words for
her? Hey, what?
Do you got any words for Eminem?
What you say?
Eminem, you got any words for Eminem? Because, you know, Eminem, like, you got any words for him? Because, you know, he left the Illuminati and got right back into the Illuminati.
But you, once you join these people, you really can't leave them. It's like joining the gang, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just don't get in and get out. You know what I'm saying? A blood sacrifice has to be offered. And there's reports that Eminem offered up his homeboy from D12. I forgot the cat name that died in D12 there. Because if you know, go back and Eminem look at his video, I think
video.
It was one video he made. Huh?
It was like a subliminal message video. His friend ended up dying.
Yeah, it was kind of like one of his boys. One of his boys that died and all that stuff. This happened before. I think the guy Proof had died. It was almost like a kind of like a what they call a prophecy, but this wasn't no prophecy. This was planned. You understand what I'm saying? And it was just so happy he did this video, and then I think maybe the next year the guy Proof had died in that same type way. And see, the Illuminati, these people like to predict events, but there's nothing being predicted. All this stuff is being orchestrated. You understand what I'm saying? And yeah, Eminem was part of the elite. He wouldn't have rose to the heights that he would have if he wasn't. But like I said, a lot of these artists, they get guilty for what they're doing, and they try to convert. A lot of them try to go into gospel, from R&B to gospel. You see people like, what's the girl named Michelle Williams? She was with Destiny's Child. Say what
Mace now? Mace a Muslim, right?
Like Mace, yeah. Mace is the main one. I think Puff turned him out. And if you go back and listen to some of his old records, even Mace was crying out about it. I think the next song, Looking At Me, when he said, I was born pretty. P. Diddy made me pretty. What he said, I was born Mace. P. Diddy made me pretty. Did it for the money, so can you get with me? You know what I'm saying? Little shit like that. Basically, he was saying, you know, Puffy turned his ass out, but he did it for the money. And see, a lot of these producers, the people that's already in with their cult, what they do, they go to these disadvantaged neighborhoods, these projects and these slum neighborhoods, and they find these kids with talent. And these kids are impressionable, man. They want to make their dreams come true. And at that point, when you're poor, when you're impoverished, when you don't have shit, all you have is a talent and a fucking dream, and you got somebody like Diddy coming through the hood in the fucking Range back in the day, and you see this guy on TV bringing out stars, you'll do anything. And I mean anything to make your fucking dream come true. And it's been reported Diddy has turned out plenty of fucking, these rappers. Fucked them in the ass and all that shit. You understand what I'm saying? And these guys now, they're rebelling against that shit. You understand what I'm saying? But you say you're trying to get into the industry. What are you, independent right now?
I'm hurt. Nobody. I don't want to get into the industry. You got any words for, the rapper Starship God? How he came out and said that Birdman did him for the deal. He came on MTV.
Right.
I mean, like TMZ, World Star Hip Hop, and all that. YouTube. He said Birdman did him for the deal. Rich Gang.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably did. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people, man, And that's why a lot of these, you hear a lot of these people in the industry, they taking these drugs, man. They taking all these strange drugs. They trying to get high. They doing shit to forget how they lost their manhood. You know, somebody fuck you in the ass and you lost your manhood, you'll get high too. You'll try to do anything you can to drown that shit out. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so yeah, Birdman did it for the deal. I believe that shit. It's been tape surfacing around. I think I seen a tape on Facebook surfacing around with Lil Wayne sucking some dick. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, these cats is into this shit, kid. This is the protocol of the industry. You have to be what they call bisexual or what they call asexual. And if you want to worship Baphomet, get into that industry, you have to be what they call asexual. Asexual means you have to go both ways. They don't believe in just heterosexual. They believe in a person should be an asexual being, which being able to fuck with both sexes. And most of these men, they desire the touch of a man even more than the touch of a woman. And once you get that spirit in you, it's hard to get that shit out. And I use Mace for an example. I mean, I think years ago, I think they caught Mace downtown Atlanta trying to get one of those transgender-type motherfuckers. Even after he had already joined the church, I think he was going to Creflo Dollar Church at the time. You understand what I'm saying? Then renounced it and called himself a born-again Christian, but you're still looking for transgenders. It's hard to get that spirit out of you. You need deliverance. You need the blood of Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, to answer your question, yeah, Illuminati's real. Black magic is real. Witchcraft is real. But Yeshua, Messiah, Christ, Jesus is real, too. You feel me?
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, I don't want to be a rapper anymore.
I ain't saying give up on your dream, kid. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, yeah. Say what's up?
I mean, you want to be mainstream, though. Like, get, you know, you want to be mainstream and get money. You don't join Illuminati, you're not getting mainstream. You're not going to be known. You're going to be known as a in your town. You're going to get your town to be behind you, but, you know, you want to get that money. You want to get them M's. You know, you don't want to get, you're going to get tired of that living.
You can get those same
them M's.
True, but you can get that same M's by you make a covenant with Jesus Christ, kid, Yeshua Messiah. You take communion. You drink his blood. You eat his flesh. You know what I'm saying? You by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Lord himself takes over your career. And you can work outside of that shit and still blow up. But a lot of these artists, they don't want to do it that way. They're brainwashed. Like I said, they believe in worshiping Lucifer. They're told that Lucifer is the light. And yeah, you know, when God created Lucifer, that was God's right-hand man in the beginning. Until pride was found in him. In Isaiah 14, then the father sent his Lucifer. He became Satan. You know what I'm saying? So the whole premise of, you know, masonry and Illuminati and all that is to say that, hey, the devil got a bad rep. His name is Lucifer. He's the enlightened one. This cat's his brainwashed, kid. But you don't have to follow in that path. And then if you do, if you're down with Jesus Christ, they can't touch you. You understand what I'm saying? And you can still blow up. So that's
right.
All it is, kid. It ain't about talent no more. It ain't about talent no more, kid. Is who you gonna worship these devils like they doing, or is you gonna worship God? You got a free choice, kid. But you know, hey,
okay.
Worshiping the devil is like having a credit card, kid. You can get stuff quick, but it's a price to pay for that shit.
Your ass.
I mean, you heard about the Lil Wayne's bus being shot up?
Yeah, I heard about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his life is in danger pretty much. It's something that he's not doing. Once you join these people, man, you have to do what they say do. Sign the deal they tell you to sign. Wear what they tell you to wear. Or they're going to get at you. You know what I'm saying? And his life is in danger. Unless he complies to whatever he's bucking against. You know what I mean? It's sad that these people with this much talent. And Wayne is a strong dude mentally. You know what I'm saying? When I say strong dude, I mean mentally as far as spiritually. He knows how to use the subconscious mind and spirit side to bring things to pass. You understand what I'm saying? These are strong-minded people. So, you know, there's a lot of sick, twisted shit going on in Hollywood. Got another caller on the line here, man. Let me check out this caller right here. Got another caller on the line, man, calling from a private number. You're on Righteous Hustle Radio with the King. What's up? Hello?
Yeah.
How that? Hello?
Like Tulsa.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they didn't want to talk or whatever. But all right, you know, just hold on, listen to me over the show. But hey, what you say, Marcus? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, man. But you know, you got any other questions?
That was about it right there. Is it?
Did you hear the topic of the night?
Like, how could you get on the show? Like,
yeah, you got a, you said you got a song or you got an MP3. You said you do music, right?
Yeah, I can get a song in.
Yeah, okay. Well, you send an MP3, you know what I'm saying, of your songs. You send a couple of pictures of yourself to my email address. It's righteoushustleradio@wildmail.com. That's righteoushustleradio@wildmail.com.
All right. All right.
No, hold on. Just send an MP3.
Someone else wants to. My brother wants to speak to you.
All right, put him on. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah,
hey,
like, I mean,
man?
Like, everything that you're saying, like, everything that I heard you say, I've been listening to it, too. I believe everything you're saying, too. It's crazy how people do anything.
It is, man.
It's a whole bunch of artists. Like, since I was younger, me and my brother, we always seen something like that. We seen the movies that they had about the Illuminati and all this type of stuff. And how, you know what I'm saying, like people, you know, they just like you said, they get people from downgrade homes, poverty in the hood that can rap and do all this stuff. And then it's some of them will do it for the money. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Exactly. So like I said, they work on that premise. It's about survival, man. If you broke, if you come from poverty, you don't have nothing, but you got talent. And you got a dream. And then you see these producers, man, you know, like back in the day, Diddy used to do it all the time, go down in his Range Rover down in the Queensbridge projects. And, you know, I think that's how he met Nas. And Nas Nas talked about in the songs how Diddy let him drive his Range around and got to know him. And next thing you know, got him in the studio. Next thing you know, Nas is blowing up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when these rap cats get mad at each other and they have beef, what's the first thing these rap cats start saying when they get mad at each other? They start talking about how this one's a fag, how this one sucked dick.
Yeah.
They start putting each other out there on blast. Yeah. You can just go all the way back. I don't know how old you are, man, but, you know, you can go all the way back to the N.W.A. days, man, when Cube wouldn't get down with Jerry Hill and them boys. And when Cube broke down,
yeah,
broke off from N.W.A., it's the first thing Cube start talking about, accusing Eazy-E to get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
But then when he got mad at Dre, that's the first thing he accused Dre of. How about Dre sucking dick? And even Pac blew all of them up. But that's why Pac is not here no more, because Pac had already signed Pac had already had taken the oath. Yeah, and Pac told on every last one of them, man. Pac told how he'd be in the studio recording, and all Dre wanted to do is be in there eating pussy and sucking dick. And Pac in there trying to rap. Pac blew up how Quincy Jones approached him at a party. Pac went to the party to talk to Quincy Jones' daughter. Quincy Jones pulled him in the back room and told him how he want to fuck him.
Yeah.
Pac said that's all that's going on in that industry. Pac said it ain't about no fucking music. Pac said it's about these motherfuckers want to be gay, fuck each other in the ass, in a secret psychotic society. You know what I'm saying? When Pac started talking out about this shit, he talked about it in his last interview with Vibe magazine, and he knew what was going to happen to him. He said, hey, man, this is my last interview. If I get killed, I just want y'all to know the real story. Go back and Google the last interview on Pac on Vibe magazine when he told on all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, because it was one interview I've seen with Tupac and Snoop Dogg. And in that video, you could tell by how Snoop Dogg was looking as, you know, Tupac was speaking and saying all these things. You could just see the look. You could just see the look on Snoop Dogg's face as he's telling people this stuff. And I seen the same thing when Biggie Smalls was talking on an interview, and you could just see the look on P. Diddy's face, like he don't have nothing to do with it. Like the face expression was just empty. Like he just, like whatever he was saying, he was not with, because you could just tell by the look on his face.
Yeah, he wasn't, because he knew what was going to happen. Because the repercussions is if you break the oath for the baphomet, if you talk about this stuff, it's automatic death. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to die.
Yeah.
For talking about for breaking the oath for the baphomet. That oath for the baphomet means you don't speak on that shit. You don't speak what goes on behind closed doors or nothing like that. It's like an oath of silence. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's deep stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you want to get in the entertainment industry, it's stuff you need to know. So, you know, if you're approached by this, or, you know, if you're being approached to do some type of homosexual act for a deal, you know, to tell niggas go screw you. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is have a covenant with Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, and let him control your career. I don't go to Pluto like Future be doing. I don't go worship a planet. Because all these people are given a certain God to serve. They're given a planet to worship. A lot of them worship the planet Saturn. You know, it's the reason why Jigga said that song with Beyonce talking about Saturn. Like he said, nah, not the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're giving these people certain planets to worship. Like Pluto talks, like Future, when he first came out, I mean, this guy was just worshiping Pluto, the planet Pluto. It's really a demonic entity. But God said in the Bible, you ought to worship no planet, no thing created, no angel. You don't worship nothing. You don't carry around no good luck charm, no rosary around your neck. Those things are cursed items. It's idolatry. The only thing you worship is the God of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? You let him take over your career, you can blow up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, what's your name again, man?
Oh, yeah, my name is Mike.
Mike, man, okay, so you do music yourself?
Oh, no, I don't, but it's like I listen to a lot of music, so, you know what I'm saying, I hear it, and, you know, like, I know what they do. I know what they're doing. I've been knowing what they're doing, and it's sad, but, I mean, people just keep doing it. Every year you see new people and new people and new people and new people. Just getting in there, just want the fame.
Yeah, and it's also affecting you and all the masses that watch the videos and stuff like that because of the imagery that's going in it and the subliminal messages. What it's doing is cursing your life. You know, unless you know the truth, if you know what they're doing, then you're immune to it. But if you don't know or don't believe what's going on, what it does is curses your life. It gets into your spirit. You have dreams about these people. You start going, why am I having a dream about Lil Wayne? Why is he showing up in my fucking dreams? It's because of what you heard in his music, or what type of imagery he's showing you on the video, or you have dreams about Drake, or these people, they've gotten into your spirit. And what it does, it causes your life to go into a direction where you end up seeing psychics, where you end up burning candles, where you end up seeking spiritual guidance from mediums, fucking with Ouija boards, to get help, to get a better job, to make your dreams come true, doing spells for fame. And that's what they want you to do. But you're going to do that if you know the truth. You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, Jesus Christ will lead you. You understand what I'm saying? But, yo, I appreciate this call, man. I got to go into the praise break, and then I'm going to go into final thoughts and get up out of here, man. You're welcome to stay on the line, man, and put your final input in on final thoughts. But I got to take this praise break, man.
Yeah, all right.
All right, this is Righteous Hustle Radio. We'll be back after the praise break with final thoughts as I'm about to get up out of here for the night. Be right back.
This song was written for those that have determined they are the righteousness of God. And we refuse to let go. Listen to this. There is no problem, I know that God came. didn't change.
Yo, 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 Righteous Hustle Radio, we back, you know what I'm saying? That was our John B. Key, you know what I'm saying? Well, they go ahead to do that praise break, you know what I'm saying? Taking shots at these devils, kid, you know what I'm saying? But very eventful show tonight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shouts out to my last callers there, Marcus, and I think his name was Michael or whatever. And to anybody else at the sound of my voice, man, if you, you know, if you're an artist, if you're on an independent level, if you're trying to get a song heard, yo, send me your work. RighteousHustleRadio@YML.com. RighteousHustleRadio@YML.com. Just send me a copy of your MP3, a couple of pictures of yourself for promotion. I'll promote on Facebook and Twitter. And also LinkedIn. I'm also on LinkedIn, you know, promoting. So definitely get that to me. And, yo, we'll book a date. We'll get you on here. I'll play your song. I'll do an interview with you. And, you know, who knows who won't hear your work? Because it's all about getting your talent out there. And like I said, tonight, you know, I'm doing final thoughts. You know, I wanted to go a different direction with this show, but I guess the father took over. You know what I'm saying? Trina Stars was not able to make it. She had a family emergency. What I was going to do is just do a recap of season 7, you know, probably play a couple of the guys that's been through, a couple of their songs or whatever, but had a couple of callers that wanted to know about the Illuminati. They wanted to know, was this shit for real? You heard the topic tonight, subliminal messages in the music. Are there subliminal messages in the music? Yes, they are. What is backmasking? Backmasking is when you record a message backwards and you hide it inside of a song. Just like I played the song for you tonight that I talked about in the topic, Jay-Z song called Lucifer. You know the hook, Lucifer, son of the morning. I'm going to chase you out the earth. You know what I'm saying? And it was also reported that in this song, Jigga has a hidden message. You have to play the song backwards to hear it. It says murder Jesus, 666. Murder Jesus, Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? This is the garbage that he's putting out to y'all folks that's being implanted in your subconscious mind. And you understand what I'm saying? And what the Illuminati wants to do is to put out this symbolism, these subliminal messages to curse your children, to curse me, to curse you, put curses on the masses, kid. And the only way that you're going to be immune to that, you're going to have to read the Bible. You're going to have to get some scriptures up in you. You're going to have to make a blood covenant with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Messiah, kid. That's the only way you're going to be immune to that shit. Am I saying not listen to hip-hop? No, I'm not. I love hip-hop. I love R&B. I'm a hip-hop head, kid. I'm from Brooklyn, B. I came up on Eric B. and Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J. I came up on these cats. Then I progressed into the East Coast, West Coast shit. I came up on the NWA, on Q, on Pop. I used to idolize Pop, kid. Pop was like my idol in the 90s, kid. You got to look at it, man. I didn't survive that Tupac era being a teenager doing idolizing Pop by being dumb. I know some shit. You understand what I'm saying? I came up through that fucking era. And Pac warned that motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that what this shit is really about. Go back and look at the last Vibe interview like I told that caller. When Pac said, this is my last interview. If I get killed, I want everybody to know the truth. Go back and read that interview. We said how Quincy Jones, and he went to a party with Quincy Jones, and he went there to meet Quincy Jones' daughter, and Quincy Jones pulled him in the back room and wanted to fuck him. Go back and read when Pac talked about when he tried to be in the studio recording, how all Dre and the niggas want to do is be in there eating pussy and sucking dick. Go back and see how Pac, when he died, when he exposed Nas for being the dick-sucking nigga he is, and Jay-Z and all these niggas, for the fucking niggas in the ass, trying to fuck him in the ass. Go back and look at what Pac was saying. You understand what I'm saying? Shit is for real, kid. But like, that's my final thoughts on the night. And my next show is going to be part 3. Are there subliminal messages in the music? Because this is a deep topic. And the people that called in, like the couple of cats tonight that called in, this shit need to be discussed some more. So like I said, next time I come on the air, it's going to be part 3 of subliminal messages. Like I said, man, I'm going to try to get Trina back before the end of the season. The season will wrap up Memorial Day weekend. We'll wrap up season 7, have the finale. The guests still will be determined. Final thoughts for tonight, GoFundMe. Yes, GoFundMe. Righteous Hustle is starting the GoFundMe campaign. Listen here. If Righteous Hustle has been a blessing to you, if you like my broadcast, if I've opened your eyes, and this is for any type of artist or guest who's been on my show, donate. Donate. Support the mission, kid. You know what I'm saying? $5 ain't nothing, kid. You know what I'm saying? To you, ain't nothing but a fucking meal at McDonald's or whatever, but just donate to the broadcast, man. The money that you donate will go to help fund this broadcast, because it costs money to broadcast. It'll go into marketing because it costs money to put ads in the paper and things of that nature to get the word out about Righteous Hustle. So like I'm saying, season 7 starts the GoFundMe campaign. If you want to donate, go to GoFundMe.com/Righteous Hustle. That's GoFundMe.com/Righteous Hustle. You know what I'm saying? You could just put a little $5 donation in there. Like I said, I'm telling you, I have a video on there that explains my mission, that explains why I started Righteous Hustle, that explains where I'm going with Righteous Hustle. It's all on my GoFundMe account, on the GoFundMe page. So go to GoFundMe.com/Righteous Hustle and look at my video. Look at, listen to the video. Look at me. See what I'm talking about. And then if that doesn't persuade you to drop a dime or drop a couple of dollars in there for a donation, I don't know what will. But like I said, the broadcast will be paid for, even if it comes out of my own pocket, because I'm a worker and I'm also a student. But this mission will go on. You know what I mean? The sports report, I didn't get the Hawks and the Brooklyn Nets going at it. I think, I don't know if Brooklyn won that game or not yesterday. Man, you know, I had so much going on yesterday. But the Braves, they wrapped up this series with the Phillies. The Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 up in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. They won 2 out of 3 of that series. So I think up next for the Braves is the Washington Nationals. But listen here, I'm about to get out of here every day. And I mean, every day is a good day, even with trouble. You know why? Because Jesus, Yeshua, he is the living word. Listen here, man. It's been fun. This is Righteous Hustle Radio with the King. I'm out of here. I'll see you next week. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't trippin' on the club. You see me be in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. When you think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Parking lot. Fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, a party over here. 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 Man, a party over here.
BM, Multimillion, BM, W, clean rim, bubble coupe, green trim, work bounce back like Ben. I'm jumping out the gym, I'm hopping out the bin, big ass rim, player, I'm a pimp. Two lesbian twins mix the coat with the hen, flipping dope for the hen. Nigga, many men, they hating on him because they ain't been. Where we done been from Chicago, Illo, Kilo, cases of that Lilo, heart like Armadillo. Sixes on that donk, I roll around like wow. Birds on the scale like yeah.
Nah, I ain't trippin' on the club. You can meet me in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. Really think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here. Man, the party over here.
Okay, I pull up to the club. Fresh in the Steve Paul, Vinny Irvin, say big. But so now them hoes on, they all the weed in my blood. Make you think I throw the guard and I'm pulling in the V-neck. Pull around blurring, I know how I rock. Since it's a rock, they think I'm Chinese. I be smoking that pot, that boy fly. Yeah, I'm fly, you heard me, I need a watch. I might get my head popped, can't drop a drop top. Keep it like LeBron, do you got your IG or not? Fuck, I need that for me, I'm in the parking lot. About to smoke big perk, 12 about to dog me out, but I don't give a rat ass.
Nah, I ain't trippin' on the club. You can meet me in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. Really think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here.
Party over here. Plenty women over here. Plenty women over here. Throwing 50s in the air. We straight pimping and some gators straight flipping. 10s in the 20s after money jam tipping.
Okay. Me, I'm your LeBron. Y'all know me. Chilling in the A like I'm T.I. My mind be so gone, 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 gone. Brain tree high. I walked in too clean. Hit the press rewind. All the bad women scream. Put it on rewind.
Nah, I ain't tripping on the club. You can meet me in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. When you think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, a party over here. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here.
Party with us.